Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abergrimby. When we look at just the title of this program, we talk about faith. And what do we mean when we're talking about faith? Because in many cases, we're talking about being able to quote Bible's scripture, and I don't get that deep into that. I am a strong believer, but I'm trying to bring out some of the more practical aspects of that faith. So what does that mean? That means a belief in yourself, not without God, but with God. And as we look at where we are and where we want to go, we have tremendous abilities, but so do many of the other inhabitants of this earth that we share it with, because God has given them many powers. We see at certain times of the year, waterfowl, they don't pack up because they don't have bags. They don't need them. But they know that it's time to go. And there are many things that take place. And I look back at many of the marvels of the ancient world, of the present day world, and I see many of them that were set to make order out of chaos, make order out of chaos. As we understand them, there are many things that are set so that we understand when the equinoxes are and when we're at midwinter, midsummer, and other at great events, because we can't always look at the weather to determine. Now, as you listen to me, I want you to understand what I'm telling you. Because in many cases, we had people that had a nomadic life. They moved from area to area. We also had people that planted. They had to know when to plant. They couldn't just go out on the first warm day and plant crops, because it may follow up with many days of cold, which would kill the seed, which was basically the food that they were relying on. So we had to have a development of intelligence that comes along. These people believed in many of the signs that were there. They studied, and we sometimes look at them as nothing more than savages. And that is a lie. It is much, much more than that. We listen to our history many times, and we don't understand the underlying principles. The native people here had a relationship with the earth that we sometimes don't. They were able to manage situations that we think are unimportant, because we have been led in different directions. We are poisoning our own earth. We're doing it with plastics. We're doing it with fossil fuels. We're doing it with many other things. And we will sit down each other and challenge each other on those points. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that is a good thing. I have a particular opinion on it, but I listen, and I hope that others will listen as well. But we have, as we look at our short lives up to this point, we understand that we are being taught a system that may not be in our best interest. And as I hope to describe this very, very quickly, I want to give you some information that is very important in listening to the program. I sometimes get excited about the program and forget to give you this information. But you can ask questions. You can make comments. You can make suggestions. And sometimes it helps us to hear your solution to problems, the fact that you even have the problem, because the combined thinking of a group is much more powerful than any individual. The number that you can use to reach us is 646-668-8217. I want you to write that number down. I want you to put it in your phone. I want you to put it somewhere where you have access to it. Because the programs that we are delivering to you on Crown Talking Drums, that is a way to get in touch with the host while they're on the program. Many of our listeners are listening on their device. And I'm going to try to make a point of making sure that you understand how to get in touch with us. And we are in our eighth year of doing these programs. We're making some changes. One of the changes is that we will have time to set up the program prior to the hour, and I want you to remember that very, very closely and make sure that you understand what's happening. I want to be done with the program at least by 5 till to allow Deacon Armstrong to come on with this program, to be able to start promptly, to be able to start without undue hurriedness, because it takes us a couple of minutes to get set up for our program. And I think this is a tremendous advantage. But what I want you to do, and I'm not going to try to embarrass anybody, we will try solutions. I don't know the answer to every question. Never will know the answer to every question. Why? Because times change, circumstances change, people change. But all of our years we have spent being groomed to go to work for someone else. Is that a bad thing? No, because there are many people that have lived a very fanciful life by being able to do so. The people that I am in particular talking to are those that have goals outside of that, that want to be in control of something. Remember, as we look at many of the large businesses that we have in this country, when we look at Amazon, one of the largest companies in the world, the owner of whom is a billionaire with a B, it started out as a program to sell books on the internet. Sell books, not lawnmowers, not refrigerators, not beds, not caskets, not flowers, although they sell all of those things now on that one site. You can get virtually everything you want. And it used to be even if you went downtown or whichever direction town is from you, sometimes it took you days to get your product, particularly if it was large and had to be delivered. You buy a refrigerator, it's not at your house within an hour, but the closest that we've come to that is being able to order through some of these large retailers. They started with a dream. They started wanting to do something. And as they got closer and closer to the mountaintop, they could see further. They could see a magnificent view. And this is what we're looking for. These are the people that we're talking to on this particular program. Stump the host. While we don't want to make a complete fool of anybody, sometimes that's the best thing. Sometimes we run into roadblocks. What do I do from here? I recall when I took my first professional job as a chemist. I went into an area that was quite distant from my home. I moved from the East Coast to the West Coast. I had no idea really what the West Coast was like. I had seen movies. I saw television programs. And if you see them, you would think that at noon on every day there's a shootout on Main Street. Not true. Even the people that were depicted were not factual. Yeah, there were white people that existed, but there were many other nationalities that existed in the West. Sometimes our view of history, our view of life, our view of the world excludes us to the point where we look at the negative information and believe that to have truth and value. As a motorcycle rider of many, many years, I was always taught, if there is an object on the road that you want to avoid, don't look at it. Look at where you want to go. I want you to understand the significance of that. If you concentrate on that object that you want to miss, you don't know where you're going or what else you may have to dodge. But if you concentrate on where you want to go, your mind flows better. It gives you a path completely out of that situation. And if you see something that's there, you're looking for something else. This is what we want to train our minds to do, to see that path. How narrow it may be can lead us out of danger and into success. It can lead us out of danger and into success. Not everyone can do this. Now, some people can do it in certain areas, and some can't. This is why we have many choices that come up in our lives. We had many people that did not know what was in the West, but they knew that there was land out there, that they could raise crops, that they could, by the industry that they were associated with. Some people went out knowing that there were horses going out. They were blacksmiths. They knew the need of their skills. They knew the need of their skills on the way to the destination and could see what would happen once they reached the destination. Many of them could not see all of the horrors that were present on the trail. Most people did not go saying that I'm going to run out of water. I'm not going to be able to find water. I'm not going to be able to find food. I'm not going to be able to find the road that gets me where I want to go. The optimism that is human is what allows us to survive. The optimism, the faith that we have in ourselves, the relationship that we have with our Creator is what allows us to survive and succeed, and succeed successfully, exceedingly successfully. We do that. If we make that too big, there are many things along the way that we will magnify, that will deny us that success. We don't want to do that. So we try to develop a path. Now, there are people listening to me that have as much difference in their goals as can be possible on the face of the earth. We've seen people make spectacular financial success making hair products. Madam C.J. Walker, Sarah Breedlove is just one person that comes to mind. When we speak about Richmond, Virginia, for example, we see a black lady, Mary Lena Walker, who was the first female of any race to charter and operate a bank in the United States of America. Now, many of us are listening in wonderment. A black woman started, rated a bank? Yes. Success is, should not be based on skin color. But as Martin Luther King said, it should be based on the content of their character. You have that character. God gave you character, my friends. He gave you that ability to do what you were placed on this earth to do. We see that she started a bank, and it was like a penny savings. A penny saved is a penny earned. Well, when you look at it, what you're trying to do is duplicate that many times over. Many times over. When we look at George Washington Carver, Carver did not have a negative attitude on what could be done. He knew that it could be done. He knew that he could be done. Sometimes he didn't know what that was, but he knew that it was possible. I want you to understand something. George Washington Carver was more than just a farmer. He did more than plant peanuts. He did more than plant sweet potatoes. George Washington Carver earned respect of some very powerful people in this country because he persisted in what he was doing. I want you to understand that when he moved to Tuskegee from Iowa State University, he took a pay cut, but he wanted to pay it forward. Some of us cannot imagine 300 products coming from the peanut. And that's because you have limited knowledge at this point. You don't realize that you're talking about an organic product. Organic product, we look at a strawberry. A strawberry is a strawberry. But a strawberry has many different compounds in it. This is why they taste different sometimes from variety to variety. Sometimes they change significantly from year to year. When we go out and look at wine, for example, there are many differences in a product from year to year. Now, some of our major brands don't want that difference to be pronounced, but some of the most famous ones do. And they take their best years, and they are the best earning years because of the unique set of circumstances that are put together. God has a hand in that. Now, many times we have blends, and this comes from trying to make sure that the product does not vary from year to year, from season to season. You don't have a summer Coke and a winter Coke and a summer Pepsi and a winter Pepsi. They try to make that product the same all year long, as does some of our major beer producers and other products. If it changed significantly in some of those areas, there would be areas when they couldn't get rid of the product that they make. They make a good product, but it changes. What you go through is different for each and every one of you, because there are some of you. You may remember Miss Fields cookies, and it made a very impressionable dent. In America, we went to malls, and we could smell Miss Fields cookies. We went to the store and we looked for Famous Amos cookies. Two great products, but they were different. Famous Amos was a black man who persisted in what he did. He got into financial difficulties. Now, sometimes we have a tendency to outgrow what we are capable of doing. We don't want to bring in other people that could help us, other people that can help us succeed because they have various skills. And sometimes I see this in ways that I really don't expect to see it. And I understand my shortcomings. I told you about a situation that I was trying to get a handle on. And I'm looking for a class to take so that I can develop a particular skill. As it turned out, I finally used my mind, my head, my brain, and got it done for $10. Because I looked for someone who had those skills, could do what I wanted to do, could do it rather quickly, and it was just a small part of their business. We sometimes carry around with us skills and do not utilize them fully. We do not utilize them fully. I am looking forward to volunteering services with a jail group because I know that people in jail are not so completely different from those outside of jail. One, if I think that that's not true, then I don't believe that anybody is falsely convicted, but I do. When we look at the Bible and it says, and you visited me in jail, think what you could do to change a person's life. There are people that go into prisons just to do that, just to offer an opportunity to another human being. And sometimes that is just the purpose of which we are here on this earth. I look at people, and I look at them differently now than I did before. I had opportunities when I was in high school to work with deaf and blind students. There's a deaf and blind school near me. My father taught a class there. And I was able to see that many of these people had abilities way beyond, because I am not that God. But I could understand that there were people placed on this earth to teach them, to mentor them. Now let's talk about mentoring. There's a difference between mentoring and coaching. We see great coaches in football. There are also mentors in football, but we don't separate them. What's the difference? A coach wants you to run a particular play, concentrating on getting that done, that single task. A mentor goes much deeper and may even be completely different than you are. But a mentor is set up to delve deep, to help you accomplish what you can, what you should, what may be able to be there. This is another reason that I look at medical people, because they're brought here to heal, not to take the place of God, because I believe that God has their hand, no matter what the problem, that he can lead them on. Are we going to run into problems in doing that? Yes, because we recognize that there is a devil. We recognize that things are going to come up. Not too long ago, I did a post for AmazingBlackHistory.com, and we talk about some of these programs, some of these subjects on Sunday on my other program, Did You Know? Because so much has been done and so much has been hidden And we have been up against so much negative that we sometimes don't realize our capabilities. I say our, I mean it in both ways. Of mankind and mankind connected to God. You have to believe that you were given a mission. When it comes in, if it is solid, moral, righteous, there's a reason that you got it. Other things may come in, but those are not the road to take. They are not the road to take. We see people that have been steered in the roads like that. We see criminals who are brilliant, but they have been led to believe by false teachings, teachings that they have gained by looking at something. There are people that could run large corporations, but an alternate to that is to run a drug operation. There are similarities, but one of them you do not want to become involved in. One has a cloak of goodness, one doesn't. But we look at it and we see that many people that take what seems to be the righteous road do it for the wrong reason. We want to keep our reasons pure. We want to keep our dreams pure. And one of the things that I talked to you about last week, and I will talk about you to you this season, this entire season, because we need to be prepared for a bumpy ride. We need to buckle up. And why do I say that? Because most of us for at least 12 years, some of us 16, some of us more, have been indoctrinated into doing a job of working for someone else. But we need that dream. We look at Dr. Kizzmekia Corbett, for example, who developed the COVID vaccine for Moderna. She's now in the faculty, I believe, at Harvard University. She is led to research. Now, we sometimes think that how can you be led to something like research? There are people, not many weeks ago, we talked about Dr. Solomon Carter Fuller. I didn't know about it, but he graduated from Livingstone College, Salisbury, North Carolina, as did I. And he was the first black physician, not the first black physician, but he was one of the first black physicians in America. He was the first black psychologist in America, a psychiatrist in America. And as a medical doctor, he was able to do autopsies. He was personally chosen by Dr. Alzheimer's to further research into Alzheimer's. This is something that we needed desperately at that time. The biggest bump that he had was that he had dark skin and could not get funding. Now, some of you may be able to work with someone. You may be that person that runs into that obstacle. The reason that I have given the number is that collectively this audience can come up with suggestions on how to avoid those problems. We won't be able to do it completely. All we want to do is give you a path through this danger-filled road, a path. Sometimes you may have to go over, sometimes under, sometimes around, and sometimes you may have to completely annihilate the problem as if it did not exist. This is why we do the Amazing Black History. When today is a Thursday, and we will discuss on Sunday. And we're going to discuss some very important things on Sunday because we're going to talk about the Montgomery bus boycott. And some of you are just puzzled as to why. One, we saw the rise of Martin Luther King. What is so significant about that? The thing is, Dr. King was a young doctor in a new city. What people normally do is say, I'm new here, I don't know anybody, so I can't do it. He knew that he was being led. He knew through his faith and through a determination that nobody could see in this young man, that he was the leader of the times. We have people listening right now that can be every bit as influential as he was. Every bit. Is it going to be easy? No. Is it worthwhile? Yes, it is. And this is why we devote our time. When we look at Crown Talking Drums, we look at a network of people that are dedicated to giving you the information that you need. But it is difficult to lead if you don't know who and what you're leading. This is why I encourage you to call this number, 646-668-8217. Deacon Armstrong will be coming on at 8 p.m. We're going to be out of his way. But I want you to understand that he has as much heart, mind, and soul in this program as anyone else. There was a Zoom meeting last night of some of the leaders of Crown Talking Drums, and we looked at what we're going to do differently in the next 7 years. We've been bringing you these programs for 7 years. But in order to be effective, we have to interact with you. We don't know every question or every answer, but collectively, the mind power of those people listening can. We can do wonders. We can do wonders. You know, we had 12 disciples, 12 people focused on bringing forth the message of carrying it around the world. And we've done an amazing job of doing that. You could be one of those people. Don't sell yourself short that God put you here as a joke. Your idea may be completely different than mine. Yours may be in growing the greatest onions. Now, when we talk about this, and we started talking about strawberries, we started talking about organic products. The Vidalia onion can be grown anywhere, but it cannot be called a Vidalia onion. Why? Because in order to get the characteristics of that particular onion, they have to be grown in a particular climate, a particular soil, a particular environment. I could grow them here in South Carolina, but I cannot call them Vidalia. And then we have people that are still debating which is better, a Vidalia or a Walla Walla. Having spent so much time on the West Coast, I am very familiar with Walla Walla onions, not as familiar as I am with the Vidalia. But you have different climates. We grow lots of crops in Washington State. Many people think of it as just woods, forest. But as you look around, there are many, many crops. Many people think they're eating Bing cherries when they're eating Lambert's, Vans, and very subtle differences. But when you look at that one product, you can make so many out of it. This is how Carver was able to make many, many products out of the peanut. But surprisingly to many people, he acknowledges the fact that he didn't do his best work with the Peanuts. Probably the best known of these. But we have people who have chosen to go into teaching, who've chosen to go into ministry, into medicine, into many other fields. Some of them are keeping it pure. Some of them are people leading others astray. We have to know what we're doing. And that's what one of the things that I want to focus on during this season is that we remain true to ourselves, our ideals, our goals, and maintain them. And what I mean by that is we're going through a fairly disruptive period of the year compared to the other seasons. Yeah, we take vacations in the summer, but we take a different type of vacation during the autumn and winter. We have Thanksgiving, which sometimes interrupts schedules for days or weeks. Christmas, the same thing. New Year's, the same thing. And what I want you to do is to maintain a degree of focus on what we're here to do all through the year. If you are going to be tied up during Thanksgiving, let's not play games with each other and say that, yeah, I'm going to do this, that, and the other every day. Most of us ain't going to do it. And we're not being true to ourselves. Can I take a week off? Yeah, you can take a week off. You can take a month off. But we need to know where we are on that map, what we're going to do when we can, and how to get that train started again. That's what we have to do. We have so many people that believe that being a Christian is only going to church on Sunday. That for 6 days you can be the worst sinner in the world. You come up and you're just as pure as the driven snow on Sunday. Doesn't work that way, friends. I hope your minister lets you know that. I hope that you understand that you need to do some reading. You need to do some reflection. You need to do something. It doesn't have to be the same every day, but I think when you have a plan, you are much closer to achieving that success. Maybe you work with Wheels on Meals and you deliver to older people or people that are incapable of doing for themselves. Maybe you volunteer to do something in your neighborhood. My neighbor across the street is fantastic because he's always volunteering for something. He's with the Red Cross. He's ready at a moment's notice. Bond. This is his life. It's him and his wife, and they're ready to respond. He has helped me out many, many times do things that I am physically incapable of doing now. Sometimes we form partnerships, and sometimes when we're delivering these meals, we may be giving life to someone, hope to someone, that they too will be able to contribute to society. Maybe it's just by being there as a warm face for someone else. We have to realize too that sometimes people are going through things and they don't act themselves. Dr. Solomon Carter Fuller was on the track of discovering many of these unknowns. He was here. He was placed here for a reason. I believe that it is an unnatural thing that we don't know about him because he could inspire others to do likewise. Dr. Kizzmekia Corbett, I'm sure, did not think that she would get the fame and notoriety that she did as she started off. But as she developed one concept after another and felt comfortable with it and was able to put that together and able to oversee other people working on the same problem, that it got resolved. We have ministers who have access to a church 24/7 and think that the only time they need to open the doors of that church is on Sunday, Wednesday, a few selected days, when that facility can be used not only for some skills, like teaching our children to read, to respect society, to do other things, but it gives them a sense of worth as well. And maybe it leads one to believe that they can teach other people. And maybe they go into teaching. Maybe they go into medicine. Maybe they go into real estate. Maybe they are the one that helps solve our environmental problems that are coming up. We're finding that some places are going to be too hot to live if the current trend continues. There'll be days when things like that will happen. We have to be completely open, honest, and aware. And we have to see where our small slot goes. You know, I've talked about this idea, and it may be completely impractical. But while we have some great mechanics, oftentimes they are looking for a shop where they can operate. Why can't you have a truck where you could bring a car into an environment and work on it, summer, winter, whatever, go to them? It might work, but we don't know unless we've tried. There are other things that we might try. Sometimes giving ideas a purpose or a livelihood, it is very easy to say, no, it won't work. Sometimes the question should be, how will it work? Can you make it work? Sometimes that challenge is what it takes us to determine who, where, and what we are. It's a long, rugged road that we are undertaking. Our success is dependent upon it. There's some people who are looking to take off during the holidays. There may be other people that have ideas. Maybe they want to bake pies. And this, then, is their busy season. Where are places that you can take your product and become well-known? I used to work many different events during the holidays where craftspeople took their crafts and sold them. Did very well. They had time during the rest of the year to make the products, to improve the products, to stay ahead of the game, if you will. If that is, then your system, your schedule, your priorities are not necessarily in sync with everybody else. Understand that. Is one right and one wrong? No. If you can make it work, like Muhammad Ali used to say, it ain't bragging if you can make it happen. It ain't bragging if you can make it happen. We got a lot of people who have a lot of mouth that ain't getting them anywhere because they're not putting action to it, action to their thoughts, words, and deeds. There are people like us, and I'm saying like us because I think that we are not a dying species. We are a species here that is unique in many ways. And we have undertaken a challenge of making this a better world, making this a better world. It's not dependent upon how tall you are, how short you are, how heavy you are, the gender that you are, the race, the religion, anything else. It is possible. We make that connection. George Washington Carver didn't take books into his laboratory, but he got up at 4 a.m. every morning and had quiet time with his creator. What was he doing? Plotting out his day. Plotting out his day. Very important, because he had a plan. He fine-tuned that plan every day. Every day that he worked. I don't know that he worked 6 or 7 days. But he had some very, very high influential friends, including Henry Ford, Thomas Edison. And he had gone to school with people that were high in the federal government, high up in the federal government. George Washington Carver was black. But he did not allow that to hold him back. I don't want you to allow that to hold you back. I don't want you to allow that to prevent you from forming friendships and partnerships with other people, because I believe that we all share many things in common. And we're swirling around in a cloud of ignorance, a cloud of ignorance that is keeping things from happening. It's almost as if that were the devil itself. This cloud of ignorance that surrounds us. We have people that we sometimes laugh at until they become successful. And then we try to sneak away under the bandwagon and say, I knew it would happen. I knew they could do it. Be that person. Be that role model. Be that helping hand that comes to someone. We talk about money being evil. Money is not evil. The love of money is what's evil. That's how we saw a person buy out a drug company and increase the price of essential drugs hundreds and thousands of times, making them unavailable to many people. On the other hand, most people are not aware of it. But Mark Cuban has a cost-plus drug. He's not going anywhere. The goal of his business is to make medicines available as cheaply as possible. He doesn't need the money. He's already a billionaire. He has his children learn the value of work. Did you hear what I just said? Here's a man worth billions of dollars. Started off selling things in the neighborhood. And yet we see him own a basketball franchise, and he owns and invests in many other businesses. He doesn't have to do that. But he finds one where there is a good partnership. You may be able to do the same thing. You may not be able to do it on the same scale. You may not be able to do it with the same sophistication, but I think that you will be blessed for what you do in moving this ball forward. I think that you will be blessed in moving this ball forward. I want you to understand, use this number. We have approximately 5 more minutes before I get off the air. I'm looking forward to Deacon Armstrong's program at 8 sharp. The number that you can reach both of us is 646-668-8217. Again, that number is 646-668-8217. Maybe as you're listening to either one of us, you may have an idea for a fantastic program. If you do, get in touch with us. I believe the number for Crown Talking Drums is crowntalkingdrums1212@gmail.com. Let us know. We want to hear from you. Sometimes we have enough information that we don't directly interconnect with the audience, but I want to increase the number of people that call in, that ask questions. There are no stupid questions, but there are stupid reasons not to ask questions, and I think that we can overcome that. I think that through the love of our Lord, the belief in ourselves, the understanding that we have greatness inherited in our genes all the way down. Maybe there has been a person that has gone astray in your family. But you can do something about it starting right now. Maybe you need a class in ministry and how it's going to affect your life day to day. Maybe you need successful programs such as this one. People are different. People have different needs. There are many, many things that we can work on together. Don't have to be the same. When we look at Ford and Edison and some of the other guys, there were five or six or seven of them that used to get together for a week to 1 to 2 weeks where they camped out. Now, these are business people. Ain't got enough time to do it. But they understood the value of being around successful people. Successful people. I don't know, you may want to spend your time down at the pool hall. I don't say don't spend any time down there, but if you want to be a hustler, good place, good place. If you want to be successful, may not be the best place, may not be the best place. Sometimes you may have a question, and this, I believe, it's a place to bring it up. 646-668-8217. We've only got a couple of minutes before I sign off on this program, and we prepare to hear Deacon Armstrong come on. The program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. It comes to you Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. I also hope that you will join us on Sunday at 4 p.m. for Did You Know? And I want you to bring your questions there as well, because we look at people. We look at the bus boycott. One of the things that was not apparent to me until writing that article, the number of women that were behind the success of that program. Don't let gender, don't let race, don't let anything stand in your way of success. My friends, it's my pleasure every week to be with you, and I want you to be prepared and look forward to the program by Deacon Wes Armstrong that comes to you at 8 p.m. Faith on the Road to Success. This is your host, John C. Abercrombie. Thanks for listening. Share the connection with friends, family, relatives. I think it makes for a better world. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed.